W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden has approved a disaster declaration for California as the state sees more severe weather this weekend. At least 19 deaths are being blamed on the series of storms dating back to December. The CDC says vaccination rates among incoming students has fallen for the second year in a row. Coverage among kindergartners is down 1%. And while that might not seem like a lot, ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel says 1% is a big number.
That is about 250,000 kids who do not have the appropriate protection against serious illnesses such as tetanus, measles, and polio.
He says that's led to recent outbreaks of measles in some areas. The White House now says five additional classified documents were part of a batch of records found in President Biden's home library. The administration hasn't said why it took 2 days to correct the number of documents found. Nepalese media say a 72-seat passenger airplane has crashed. No further details available at this time. This is ABC News. Another milestone in the recovery of Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin.
A triumphant return. For the first time since being resuscitated on the field during a game, Bills safety Damar Hamlin back at his team's facility. The 24-year-old smiling and talking to teammates. It's been almost 2 weeks since Hamlin collapsed on the field during a game against the Cincinnati Bengals after making a tackle. First responders administering CPR as Hamlin was in cardiac arrest, rushed to the hospital in critical condition. Then, that remarkable recovery.
That's ABC's Phil Lipoff. The FAA is investigating an incident on the runway at JFK Airport in New York between a Delta and American Airlines flight. The administration says two planes had a near miss when the American Airlines flight crossed a runway as the Delta flight was attempting to take off. The Delta flight stopped about 1,000 feet short of the point where the American Airlines plane had crossed. No injuries reported. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. It's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, dude.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's Fro and Friday Night. And we'll have a talk with Harold Fro in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to tell you to be sure you hit the website, civicmedia.us, for all the podcasts and everything. Still to come in the show tonight, we have Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair. And Iftikhar coming up in just a few minutes, Rocker.
Oh, Jimmy, they are. I'm turning up headphones for our guest that just got in the studio here.
You know, it's funny. I looked over to the and there was no Rocker when I tossed it.
I was just turning some stuff up.
And here's Rocker.
Jimmy Harold Fro Davis is a vibey electric guitarist and former New Yorker. He melds rhythm and blues, funk, jazz, rock, ambient, and other elements into his music and has released 3 albums. Harold spent more than 25 years as the band leader, but his current focus is on solo guitar performances. Harold is performing at the Cargo Cafe in the Mad City on Friday, January 20th, and on the phone with us right now is Harold Fro Davis. Harold, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Harold?
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Harold, you came to Madison from New York City, and in a moment we'll ask you about what brought you to Wisconsin. But for our listeners who are unfamiliar, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into music.
Oh, well, I had a ukulele in my single-digit years, and I was always fascinated with sound. But, when I was like, whatever, 3 or 4 years old with the ukulele, I wasn't playing, I was posing, I have a photo, an old photo of me in front of the Christmas tree with Kiss makeup on and the ukulele.
Perfect.
I love your style, a uke and Kiss makeup. That's perfect.
Yeah. It's on my social media, but yeah, so I started playing guitar seriously at 11, and it's been 36 years now. So I've done a little bit of a lot genre-wise, and I guess that's what comes out, you know, a melding of a lot of different things.
Well, you definitely sound like you have a few Jeff Beck influences in there.
Oh, yeah, rest in peace, man. What a player, you know, and just to keep growing. So, I mean, total inspiration for sure.
Now, tell us about your music career in New York City. That's where you were before Madison. And what were you doing out in New York?
Oh, I was doing a lot of different stuff, my own stuff. But for 12 years, I was playing, you know, other people's music and my own, whether it be singer-songwriter stuff to hip-hop stuff to heavy metal, you know, just about anything, really.
What areas in New York were you playing?
Mostly the city, but some in Long Island and Brooklyn, where I lived in Brooklyn. New York City's too expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere's getting expensive, but yeah. So I did a little bit of a lot.
It's kind of weird. I mean, there's at least two or three artists here in Madison that I can think of, Megan Rose being one of them, Rocker.
Yep.
Where they're from Madison and moved to New York to broaden their career. But here you are, Fro, moving from New York City to Madison. Tell us about this move.
Why?
Well, it's, you know, you don't need a car, you know, to get around. And there's a different restaurant, you know, a lot of, you know, ethnic restaurants and, you know,
there is.
Yeah, you know, you can't get that in some other places, you know. So, yeah, my wife and I don't have a car and yeah, it's and why not? You know, New York was too much to like. It wasn't sustainable to keep
so you,
it out there.
So you moved to Madison so you could walk to restaurants.
Well, no, walk to work. Well, you know, just that convenience. You know, I think if I get another vehicle, it's going to be a spaceship to get out of here. But right. You know,
what was the draw for Madison?
Well, I mean, if we went west, we would need a car. If we went south, we would need a car or two cars. And it just, you know, I don't know. It's hard to, you know, keep things going, you know, with music and everything else. And I don't know. Just we have my brother-in-law is here. And while we were deciding, like, where are we going to go next? And, like, he texted, like, why don't you guys think about Madison?
And so yes. We're like,
okay, yeah. Yeah, well, we had been here once before, 8 years ago, but and we liked it. But obviously, you know, 7, 8 years ago was different too. But I mean, it still seems pretty awesome from, you know, the 6 months that we've lived here. So,
well, it's to our benefit. And Harold, you have been a band leader for over 25 years, but you are starting here in Madison, performing solo guitar. Tell us a little bit about the transition and now solo guitar as opposed to the band.
Well, I'm brand new and I don't really know a lot of musicians here. I mean, I've gotten to meet some, but I don't know, give myself a fresh start in a way, but I've done solo guitar over the years. I just haven't, I mean, I'm doing it to a different degree now. I don't know. It's just the need to do something else and be self-sufficient. You know, I mean, the music business is really up and down, you know, as far as playing gigs and places opening and closing and that. And, you know, maybe I could get into some other things. Maybe I could play at an art gallery or a museum or something like that. You know, widen my perspective if I, you know, like sometimes like the band context is too much for some, you know, especially my music, which is kind of a little bit all over the place. Just like, well, I thought you were going to play nice music, you know. I've had
nice
a couple
music.
Gigs like that, you know. Yeah, you know what I mean.
All music is nice. I don't know. Harold Fro Davis is on the phone with us right now here on Max Inc. Radio. Harold, you mentioned that you met a couple of musicians. You obviously met Dana Perry because you have a show coming up at the Cargo Cafe here in Madison on Friday, January 20th. Spill the beans on the details of that show and what can the attendees expect to see and hear?
Well, I mean, I'm playing electric guitar. I'm not playing acoustic guitar. Electric is more my voice, and playing new songs, old songs, and, you know, it's a little bit of a lot. I mean, it's funky, it's jazzy, there's some rock elements, it's ambient. It's not a sort of singer-songwriter, you know, strumming kind of stuff. It's a little more active, near classical stuff, too, you know, so I don't know. I'm still kind of figuring it out. I had a set list that I decided on and I'm like, well, maybe I'll change my mind again. I did, I have like 45 minutes. I think I'm going to try to play like 13 songs.
Yeah.
So yeah, keep it rolling. I probably won't talk too much. Well, I don't really sing anyway. So,
right.
Have everything just kind of blend into the next thing.
I tell you, Dana Perry is a good friend of the show here, and she does a wonderful job getting a bunch of bands and new people in at the Cargo Coffee there on East Washington Avenue. So that show is coming up Friday, January 20th, 6:30. Cargo Music presents.
6:30 sharp.
6:30 sharp.
6:30 sharp.
There's no punk rock starting because the.
There's another band, Jazz Flux from Milwaukee.
Okay.
So they're playing afterwards, so
that's awesome. Where can we find your music online?
I'm on Instagram. You could see the videos of the solo stuff. The handle is Harold _, you know, that line at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Pro. Facebook, Harold .J.Davis. And I have a Reverb Nation page, Harold, ReverbNation.com, Harold Fro. And the YouTube is Harold Fro Davis. You could search. And then I have tunes on that my album's on Spotify, although I try to get them removed. It hasn't happened yet. But they are on iTunes and other stuff. You can find them on iTunes. And I have a couple physical discs of my second album that I'll bring with me at my gig, the gig on the 20th.
Nice. Well, hopefully we get to hear more songs from you, and we really appreciate you stopping by. Welcome to Madison, Harold.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's awesome. Let's hear one of your songs right now. This is Fro. It's called Go Easy. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
When I was just a boy, my grandpa used to set me on his knee. He'd make up little stories, and I would sit and rattle his keys. My eyes would get distracted by the pictures he had drawn on his arms. I was amazed when he told me he put them there in 1944. In Grandpa's tattoo, a young ambitious boy becomes a man. In Grandpa's tattoos, our victories we'll never understand. In that old green ink, a story of a world that he once knew. Tattoos. When he was just a boy, enlisted and set sail at 17. And 16 million kids went off to save the world from tyranny. I remember back when I was that age, watching the Twin Towers coming down. I had the love for country, but the urge to serve was lost on me somehow. In Grandpa's tattoos, a young ambitious boy becomes a man. In Grandpa's tattoos, our victories we'll never understand. In that old green ink, a story of a world that he once knew. A world that we might never know ourselves in Grandpa's tattoo.
Beautiful.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's Little Red Wolf there at Half a Century. Driveway Drithrellers before that. They have a show coming up Friday, January 20th at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. That's going to be a good time. That's with Joseph Hubert and MK Ultra. Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a good Saturday evening, a good weekend. Max Inc. Radio on the air across the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations here in Madison: Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the spaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. It's all at the spaceship.tv, which is a virtual music venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your favorite local bands. Check them out online, thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv. Stick around. Iftikhar is coming up next on Max Inc. Radio.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden has approved a disaster declaration for California as the state sees more severe weather this weekend. At least 19 deaths are being blamed on the series of storms dating back to December. The CDC says vaccination rates among incoming students has fallen for the second year in a row. Coverage among kindergartners is down 1%. And while that might not seem like a lot, ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel says 1% is a big number.
That is about 250,000 kids who do not have the appropriate protection against serious illnesses such as tetanus, measles, and polio.
He says that's led to recent outbreaks of measles in some areas. The White House now says five additional classified documents were part of a batch of records found in President Biden's home library. The administration hasn't said why it took 2 days to correct the number of documents found. Nepalese media say a 72-seat passenger airplane has crashed. No further details available at this time. This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We all seen up.
stuff where you can't see. Follow them and you'll be good to see. If you want to follow me, I'll show you things you won't believe. And you know I love it when you smile. And if you want to run away, probably better off anyway. Just for tonight, why don't you stay and start living for.
always around so you don't be. Don't forget I'll stay right here. But if you want to follow me, I'll show you things you won't believe. And you know I love it when you smile. But if you want to run away, probably better off anyway. Just close your eyes, why don't you stay and start living.
Maxine Radio, we are local music. That is Iftikhar and Today. And hey, we're pretty excited about the growing Civic Media Network, and it's only going to get bigger here in 2023. And we're doing something big to celebrate. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway. This is your chance to work with Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign to promote your business for free. Now, the application date says one day, Thursday, January 26th, starting at 9 a.m. You hop on the website, fill out the form you need, and then you could walk away with your piece of a $1 million advertising giveaway. It's pretty cool. All the details at civicmedia.us/million, civicmedia.us/million. It's important you remember the date, January 26th. Also important you write Max Inc. Radio in the referral spot on how you heard about it. It's the Civic Media $1 million advertising giveaway. Details at civicmedia.us/million.
Jimmy, our next guest, what started as a high school's buddy jam session is now headed into its 16th year as the band Iftikhar. The Appleton rock band has released their third album, Lion's Share, amid the beginning of the pandemic, and is finally playing a show in Madison at the High Noon Saloon in late January and the Ice Dance Music Festival in Green Lake coming up in February. On the phone with us from Appleton, Wisconsin, is John Schenke of Iftikhar. John, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, John?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming on.
Now, John, absolutely. Iftikhar is coming up on 16 years, but for those that are not yet familiar with Iftikhar, tell us about your band.
Yeah, it's, you know, this whole past year was basically a 15-year celebration type of thing, and it's difficult to look back on that kind of time frame. You know, when we started, I was in my 20s. I'm in my 40s now. The songs we played back then are different than what we do now. The band members have certainly changed, other than, you know, me, Kurt, and Zach, some of the founders. The audience members have changed in a lot of ways. But one of the things, you know, as things change, things stay the same. And we, at the end of the day, to your question, who we are, we're a rock band. We're an original rock band from Appleton, Wisconsin. We take the things that we love about music from our own personal perspectives, and those things kind of penetrate our musical output. So, me as a guy that sings most of the songs, a guy that does, you know, a lot of the songwriting, you know, a fair amount of the songwriting, a lot of my upbringing with, you know, the classic rock, Neil Young, type of aesthetic that tends to shine through a little bit, but, we also have, you know, elements of, you know, psychedelia in there, with our love of, you know, Pink Floyd, stuff like that. Some of the electronic music, you know, like Conspirator, Disco Biscuits, stuff like that. And, you know, the jam band sensibilities like, you know, Fish and other things like that. But, it should be said that we don't do a whole lot of jamming. We don't do a whole lot of improvisation within our songs. Our songs tend to be longer compositions. But, you know, bands like us tend to get placed underneath that jam band umbrella, which is fine. There's a lot of good music in those spaces. So basically what we do is the things that we love about music, it shines through in what we present. And we take things that we think are pretty cool, and we try to do that. So that's us in a nutshell.
Now, I was reading a little bit about the band and noticed that the first single from your latest album, Lion's Share, was due to be released on March 6, 2020, with a May CD release show. According to my calculations, that's the week before the lockdowns, and I'm guessing the May show never happened. Many bands were trapped in the same dilemma. How did Iftikhar respond? And tell us that story.
Sure. So we had this album in the can, ready to go, in early 2020, like you said. And, you know, even before the COVID mess hit us, we were already dealing with another mess of our own. We had a drummer replacement happening. Our drummer who did the album with us, he wanted to start his own band and play guitar. Everybody wants to play guitar these days. Anyway, so we had a new drummer come in, and he learned all the new material. He learned all the old material. You know, he learned everything. We did one show with Todd Van Evenhoven, our new drummer. We did one show with him in February of 2020. And we had the whole plan for the album release. We had the tour set up. We had the marketing plan. We had everything, and then of course everything stopped. So, we took it pretty seriously. A couple guys in the band, myself included, have some health concerns that made the thing a little, whatever side of that fence you want to land on. We took it seriously, is the point. And we did some Zoom meetings, stuff like that. And what we kind of boiled it down to in those early days is we all kind of went to our own separate creative corners. And I started digging into, recording in a real way at home. I had always just done, handheld, recording for ideas and stuff. So I started digging into, some real production type stuff with Studio One and, multi-track stuff and things like that. I even did an acoustic live stream of the new album. So I played the entire new album with my looper and acoustic guitar, and I told stories about each song in between and things like that, just as a way to try to connect with the audience. Because we did end up releasing the album in the midst of the COVID shutdown, because we had it there. We'd spent 2 years working on it, so we did like everybody else in the industry and in the world, frankly, did, and tried our best to figure it out as we went.
Now, that album, Lion's Share, recorded in Southern Michigan and produced by Jake Sinninger of Umphrey's McGee. Will Waldman, a multi-platinum recording artist in his own right, tell us about the making of this record and what made it special. How are you working with these guys?
Sure. So Willie is a guy that Willie Waldman. Most people probably haven't heard his name, but I guarantee you, pretty much everybody listening has heard his trumpet on something or the other. He's played on things from TLC. I think Waterfalls was the track he was on. Tupac, California Love, that trumpet line you hear in there, he's on that. He's played, he did studio work with Sublime. I mean, he played with the Jane's Addiction guys. He's a big-time session player out in L.A. for many years. And he has an all-improv group called the Willie Waldman Project. Now, they toured through the Fox Valley area, I don't know how many years ago, many years ago, and we ended up opening for them. Anyway, we got to know Willie through that, and then a few years ago, 5-6 years ago, we ran into Willie at a music festival, summer camp. And he came in, sat in with us, and after the set, he said, "Hey, I know the Umphrey's McGee guy. We could go record some tracks down there at his studio." And we said, "Yeah, that sounds great." So we did that journey, and we only had three, four songs to do. We just thought it was going to kind of, be this cool experience that we, just took the trip down there just to do, just a LP or whatever.
That sounds amazing. But, we are kind of running a little out of time, and I want to make sure that we tell people about the few shows that you have coming up in Wisconsin. In Madison, you're playing at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on January 28th, along with Chicago's Mungeon. And you're also playing February 4th at the Ice Dance Festival at the Heidel House in Green Lake. It's hosted by Feed the Dog, but don't feed him chocolate. Tell us about the Ice Dance Music Festival
And the other show that you have coming up at the High Noon.
Yeah, sure. We are, the Ice Dance is the first year fest we're putting on with our friends in Feed the Dog. And, you know, we've got some good bands there. Adam Gruhl and the Space Burritos, Armchair Boogie. Steez is a late addition to that lineup. Steady Flow had to pull out, so we added Steez, Pertinier Sandstone, a bunch of other great bands. There's weekend passes, single day passes. You know, all that stuff can be found at wejam.net, W-I-J-A-M.net. And then, yeah, the Munyon Show, they have not come to Madison yet since, you know, they've been around. So when we had the opportunity [S2] Wow. [S1] to build a show there at High Noon, they were the first band we thought of to bring it. So we're excited about those things.
That's awesome. John, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us on Max Inc. Radio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And we're going to hear, the next song we're going to hear is Soft Glow, and it's the single that was released in March of 2020, just before the pandemic.
Perfect timing.
Here we are. This is Soft Glow. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Just trying to make some time for me, make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need, I don't need to be forgiven. Not by you or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. You can help me. And open, you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. We'll be right back.
inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? And hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Brand new Iftikhar there and Soft Glow. The name of the album is called Soft Glow. It's really cool. Iftikhar, thanks to John for joining us tonight. Rocker has Max Inc. Heavy coming in about an hour, but coming up next is Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Jordan Story's here. He's tuned and ready to play some live music for us for the hour. Stick around for that. Right now, about some work and Amblin's on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.